So I want to discuss with you Kabbalah Shabbos. And this is in Siman Reish Samach Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch paskins the following. In Rov HaKol Kiblu Aleim Shabbos, Hamiut Nimshachim Achreim Al Karcha. That's in Sif Yud Beis. And if we look in Sif Yud Gimel, Adam Shebol Ir Be'erev Shabbos, Ukvar Kiblu Anshei Ha'ir Aleim Shabbos, Afal Pish Adayin Hayom Godol, Im Hayu Olav Mos, Oshum Chefetz Menicho Lipo. So we see quite clearly, both from Sif Yud Beis, and if you don't take Sif Yud Beis that seriously, in Sif Yud Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Firtzach, he follows through Halacha L'maaseh, that the Kabbalah Shabbos of the Tzibur is Mechayev every single individual. And what's the source? The Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't obviously spell it out here, but in the Beis Yosef, in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, he quotes two sources. He quotes the Mardechai, which I have here for you, and he quotes the Shiboli Aleket. So let's take a look at the Mardechai. The Mardechai says, in Perek Bamem Adlikin, Hecha Sherov HaKol Kibu Aleim Shabbos, HaMiut Al Karcham Nimshachim Achreim. So whether they like it or not, Asurim V'Melacha. Now, exactly how you determine Rov, and what's Rov, what's Miut, and what if there are two different... We're talking about a sort of paradigm case where in that city or in that vicinity there's one kahal, there's one sibur, and there being Makabal Shabbos, it's Odeyom Gadol, and you know there are a couple of yechidim here and there who represent the miut, the silent minority, and they're not ready to be Makabal Shabbos. But the Mordechai says is al karcham nimshachim achreim. There's some sort of din of greyer over here, that the tzibur, the rov, is gorer, the yechid, and the miut, and therefore they're also b'malach. And he quotes one of the Rishon, the Rivam, one of the Balei Tosfos, the hakahal amru v'erev Shabbos baruchu. Now it seems like at the time of the Rishonim, baruchu would be the Kabbalah Shabbos. Today it's Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, but at that time it was Baruch Hu. Is Ein HaYochid Shalohay Beis HaKnesses Yochel Lasos Malacha? It's too late for the Yochid who's outside the shul to do Malacha. Ach Bishena Rotz LeKabbal Adayin Shabbos. He's not interested in accepting upon himself the Shabbos. So that's the Mardechai. We'll come back to the last line in just a minute. The Mardechai is going to bring a riot to this from the Sugya in Bamem Adlikin, which I have for you earlier in the page. But I just want to fast forward to the Shiboli Aleket, also quoted by the Beis Yosef in Reish Samach Gimel. He quotes one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yola Levi, and he says, Matsasi, I found Adam Shebol Be'ir, if a man comes into the city there of Shabbos, Ukvar Kiblu Aleim Anshei Ha'ir Shabbos, Kevan Sheschilu Baruchu, once the tzibur has recited Baruch Hu, Afal Pish Adayin Yom Gadol is Im Haya Olav Mo So Chefetz Meinicho Lipol. He has to drop it. In other words, it's Shabbos. Shebaruch Hu B'Makom Tkir. Okay, we'll come back to this Gemara in just a minute. This is the raya that the Mardechai brought as well from the Sugi Baba Mevlikim about Tkir on Erev Shabbos. Shayu butolim imalacha. When they blew the tkios, that's when the tzibur had to desist from malacha. And the same thing applies in our time with baruch. V'chein mash b'tosefta, the ketani hasem ner biyado minicho ba'aretz. In which we'll see the tosefta in just a minute. The Gaon tells you where the tosefta is, the Shmuel like it does not. So if you look at the last line in the Mardechai that we skipped, he says, v'hevi raya, the Rivam proves that once the kol recited Baruch Hu, the Yochid has to desist from Malacha, from Bamei Madlikin. Shenaslu Chachamim Shiur Lachazon Beis HaKnesses Laholich Shofro LeBeiso Mashbal Vadim Acher Oser Umiu Yesh Lidchos. So let's see what this is all about. There was a Chazon in the Beis HaKnesses, and his job, amongst many others, was to blow the tkios. Tanur Rabban in the Brisa says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Sheish tkios tokim erev Shabbos. They blew six tkios, v'tokea umeria v'tokea v'shoves. So at the end of this series of Sheish Tkiyos, they finished up with the Tkiyah, true Tkiyah, and that was clear, that sent a clear message, Vishoves, Rashi says, Vishoves, Chal Shabbos Olav. That with the end of the Tkiyos, the Shabbos begins. We see here from this Seder, from this whole series of Tkiyos, that according to the Din of the Gemara, there's such a thing as Kabbal Shabbos Al Yedei Atzibur, and this is going to impact even on the Yachid. The Gemara, after quoting that Brisa, continues and mentions Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina. Omar Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina Shamati She'im Bola Hadlik Achar Sheish Tkiyos Madlik. So Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina was of the opposite opinion. And Pumfakir, from everything we've been saying, that even though they blew the Tkiyos, nevertheless, an individual still has not accepted Shabbos, and he can go and be Madlik near Shabbos. What was his proof? What was Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina's proof? Shaharei Nosnu Chachomim Shiur L'chazan HaKnesses L'holich Shofaro L'beisa. The Gemara establishes over there that what do we do? The Chazan HaKnesses is in a funny situation. On the one hand, he's blowing the shofar, and immediately with the completion of the series of shofaros, he now has accepted Shabbos, but he's got the shofar in his hand. And the Gemara says, what do we do in order to facilitate, to allow the Chazan HaKnesses to place his shofar in a secure place? He doesn't want to lose it. And the Gemara says, we have to allow him a little time before the inception of Shabbos. What kind of shiur of zman should we give him post-kios until Kabbalah Shabbos? We should give him the amount of time it takes l'holich shofar l'beisa, that he can bring his shofar back to the house.
The Inbaladik is going on this person or on everyone?
No. Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina is of the opinion that any Yachid who decides, you know, Reuven, Shimon, Levi decides, you know what, I'm not ready to be Makabal Shabbos. They blew the tkiyos, but I'm Chutz L'mach.
It's not going in the Chazan HaKnesses.
No, it's not going in the Chazan HaKnesses. The proof of Rabbi Yossi is from the Chazan HaKnesses. The fact that they gave the Chazan HaKnesses a period of time after the shofros to still be Machal Shabbos, to carry his shofar into a Rishus HaRabim, whatever, just to bring it home, that itself proves that the Kabbalah Shabbos of the Tzibur does not automatically obligate and commit each member in and of himself to Kabbalah Shabbos.
And was it a special heder for him?
Oh, excellent. Great. You're one step ahead of me. I just wanted to go through the Gemara itself and then ask that question. Maybe it was just a special etter for the Chazan.
That's how it sounds from Rashi before, that he says,
why is Rashi said Lachim Yoshim Yochim? So wait, just give me 3 minutes just to get oriented. Then we're ready to... So what happened over here? Again, we have to facilitate we have to give license, shall we say, to the Chazan HaKnesses to bring a shofar home. So for the Chazan HaKnesses, we're going to have to give him a little bit more time. Says Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina, if you're giving him more time, it means that the Yachid, for his necessity, is considered outside the pale of the Tzibur. But look what the Gemara says now. Omar lo, the Gemara says to Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina, this cannot be so. It's impossible to tell me that we have to extend or postpone the Kabbalah Shabbos in the case of the Chazan HaKnesses. Because, why? Says the Gemara, in Cain, if you're going to apply your logic, and you're going to go out of your way to allow the Chazan HaKnesses that period of time in which he can be Mechal Shabbos, in Cain, Nasata Tvarecha L'Shiur. Now here's where I want to read the Rashi with you. Rashi says, Chazan HaKnesses, Shamashat Tzibur, L'holich Shofar L'Beiso, Shoyegag Miyuchad B'Gova Ir, V'Yamtzise L'Tkoshom. He would go up to this roof where the entire town could hear his shofar blowing, and there he would blow. U'Misham, but from there he would take his shofar home. Alma, this is Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina's proof. Akati lo nokid Kedusha Shabbos alayhu. Now Rashi uses the plural, meaning that even though there was a complete set of tekiyos, it doesn't mean that the entire tzibur alayu is mechuyev now in Kedusha Shabbos. Because if I prove to you from the Chazon HaKnesses that we allow him to go home, it means that we must be breaking up this halacha, undermining this halacha of Kabbalah Satzibur, and that's Rav Yossi Rav Chanina. But the Gemara actually rejects this argument, because the Gemara says, L'shi'urim, Rashi says, Pa'amim Shebeso Karov, Pa'amim Shebeso Rachok, meaning we have to set up a shear of time in which punct at that moment we can actually look at our clocks and say that's the moment the bell rings and Shabbos has commenced. If you're going to tell me that we have to wait until the Chazon HaKnesses brings home his shofar, so wait a minute, how far does he have to go home? It's Nasatel Dvech HaShirim. You can never actually pinpoint a moment in time when Shabbos begins.
I don't understand why. If we're going to say that, if we go back to the normal Kabbalah Shabbos on the Tzibor, so we say Baruch Hu was guarding Kabbalah Shabbos then, maybe it's Mizmor Shir now.
Right. But back at the time, the Gemara was in the Tzibor.
Isn't that also Nosin Divrei Lashiur? I mean, sometimes Baruch Hu they say it this time, sometimes they say it that time. Either one is some sort of mice that's being guarded. So if he lives far away, it's like they said Baruch Hu later. And if he lives close, it's like they said Baruch Hu earlier.
No, but in the case of Baruch Hu, you know, there is a moment in time that you could say they're going to recite Baruch Hu. In the case of the Chazon, you know, how would we even begin to know when that's going to happen? So, Adam, hold on to your question. Maybe we'll come back to it a little later. I just want to get to one little point and to make sure that we see. Okay. So again, what we want to focus our attention now, and this is what Mati was calling our attention to before, is the proof of Rav Yossi Rav Chanina. His proof is from whom? From the Chazon HaKnesses, correct? Now wait a minute. Maybe we could say the following. The Kabbalah Shabbos of the Tzibur is immediate, and the Chazon HaKnesses is different. Maybe the Chazon HaKnesses made a Tanai. Again, whether he made a Tanai explicitly or not is irrelevant, but there's a built-in Tanai on behalf of the Chazon HaKnesses. Just to dramatize, let's say the Chazon HaKnesses would announce specifically that he's not going to be Mekabel Shabbos on himself immediately until after he brings the shofar to his house. So let's assume that he is removing himself from the tzibur because he knows that he has to bring the shofar home. Does that therefore prove the conclusion of Rav Yossi Rav Chanina that there is no din of Kabbalah Satzibah that's the Machayev the Yechidim? Yeah, it is Machayev the Yechidim. But if an individual makes a Tanai and he removes himself from the Tzibur and he says, I'm not going to be part of the Kabbalah Satzibur, I don't want to accept Shabbos immediately, I want to postpone it, then Kabbalah Shabbos the Tzibur is not Machayev him because he explicitly said, I'm doing it all the time. So how did Rav Yossi Rav Chanina understand from the Chazon HaKnesses that there's no din of Kabbalah Satzibur? And Rav Yossi, I think what you see from this is that it's an all or nothing proposition. There are no exceptions to the rule. In other words, Rav Yossi Rav Chanina is battling against the other Shita. The other Shita which we saw in the Mardukhai and the Shigol elected. That Shita is claiming that once there's a Kabbalah Shabbos HaYideh Tzibur, the entire Tzibur is included in that. No one can remove himself from the Tzibur. Meaning that the look of Tzibur is not some sort of umdina that we assume until we hear otherwise, that probably, you know, you're machnia yourself, you subjugate, accept the Kabbalah Satzibur. If that be the case, then Rav Yossi Rav Chanina has no proof whatsoever against the sheet of Umdinah, so to speak, we'll call it that, because maybe the Chazon HaKnesses is the opposite Umdinah. He was Motzi Asatzma Mechlala Umdinah. He indicated that he has vested interest to postpone Shabbos for a little bit of time. So you see, no, what Rav Yossi Rav Chanina is fighting against, this phantom shita which we want to attribute to the Mardukhai Shmuel Lekhid and the Shulchan Aruch HaLacha, is maintaining that it's the entire Tzibur. There's a Chalos Kabbalas HaTzibur, Kabbalas Shabbos HaYideh HaTzibur, HaMechayeves Es Kol HaTzibur. And the basis for it is this Gemara, that the Gemara says that we cannot even allow for the singular exception of the chazan who's blowing the shofar. So it means that, says Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina, if the tzibur, as a tzibur, accepts the Shabbos after the Gemara Tkiyas, then it's a Kedusha Shabbos that's imposed on the entire tzibur. And even the Chazan HaKnesses is included in the tzibur, and he cannot exclude himself from the tzibur. In other words, every Kabbalah Shabbos of the tzibur from the get-go, Milchat Chila, is Chal, either immediately with the Gemar HaTkios, or if you want to postpone it, the amount of time, add a period of time until the Chazan HaKnesses has his shofar placed in his house in a secure way. But that also has to be a moment of Kabbalah Satzibur. That's what I think Rashi means when he says Laholich. What Rashi says here, Misham Olicha Beis Alma Kati Lo Nakid Kedusha Shabbos Alayhi. And I think that maybe the Bir HaGroi here, who spells out the Tosefta, which you'll see on the bottom of your page, you remember that the Shiboli Aleket said V'chein Mashma B'Tosefta, that we see from the Tosefta that if a person comes to a city and they've already accepted the Shabbos, he has to drop everything, the Moz and the Chafetz that he has in his hand. So what does it say in Tosefta? Tosefta is talking about the Sheish Tkios of Erev Shabbos. And the Tosefta says, Gomar mi likros, in other words, after they finish blowing the shofros, is afilu mecham biyodo, even if he has a mecham of hot water biyodo, and he wants to do atmana, ein tomna, ele meinicho baretz, vafilu ner biyodo, ein nosno al gabi menorah, ele meinicho al gabi aretz. In other words, what the Brisa and the Tosefta in Sukkah is establishing is that after the tkios, and there's a Kabbalah Tosefta Shabbos al Yedei Tzibur, that every single individual is included in that Kabbalah. And I think that that's also what Dagos Maimonios means. If you take a look, where did I put Dagos Maimonios? Of course, I don't find it when I need it. Right, just a second. Oh, right here, the next source. Dagos Maimonios, when he talks about the Tkios, he says, V'oza yetokea v'fshovzim hakol al karcha. Dagos Maimonios adds those two words, al karcham, and why? To indicate that you have no choice. So again, Rabbi said, let's just make a sort of like an overview of a very quick summary of what we've done until now. The Shulchan Aruch says that once Rov HaKol was Mekabel Shabbos, the Mir is Nimshach Machreim al karcham. The same two words, al karcham. Number two, we saw the Shulchan Aruch says that if someone comes into the city, the members of the city have already been accepted upon themselves the Shabbos, even though it's still light out. He has to throw away his moz, his chayfetz. The Shulchan Aruch is based on a Tosefta according to the Gaon, and Tosefta says that at the time of Chazal, at the time of the Gemara, they used to blow the tkios, and after the Chazan HaKnesses finished the tkios, Gomar mi likros, is you have to get rid of everything, and there's a Kabbalah Shabbos on the part of the tzibur, it's mechayev everyone. Rav Yosef Rav Chanina in Masechta Shabbos was fighting against this. He tried to prove from the Chazan HaKnesses that there is no din of Kabbalah Satzibur that's mechayev every single individual. Haraya, the Chazan HaKnesses allowed to bring on the shofar after the tkiyas, and the Gemara answers no. In Kainasatul is Verchel Shiurim. We've got to have a specific moment of time at which point the tzibur is mekabel on themselves Shabbos, and there's no exception to the rule. Now, there's Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina thought that if there's an exception to the rule, that destroys the rule itself. There is no Kabbalah Shabbos Leidei Tzibur that's mechayev the individual. Haraya lechazan haKnesses. And the Gemara answers no. The Gemara, according to all these Rishonim that we saw, makes it a bad face. The Gemara rejects Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina. There is a halacha of Kabbalah Satzibur mechayev es hayochid. I lechazan haKnesses? No. We're going to estimate a certain specific amount, And or alternatively, the Gemara is going to tell us that he's got to put his shofar away immediately. Ella says the Gemara again. We're going back to the Gemara in Shabbos Aflam and Hey, because I forgot this piece on the second line. The Gemara says Makom Tzanua Yeshlo Lechazan Akneses Rosh Gado Shesham Meinicho Meiniach Shofar. In other words, they had a lock, a safe, and a lock, a kasefet up there on the roof where he blew the shofar, and immediately he hid the shofar over there. So the moment the tekiyos are complete, there is a kabbalah satsiv that's mechayev everyone. And there's no exception to the rule. Wait, and this is what we saw in the Mardukhan.
It would be when he's machnes the shofar into that, so maybe a few moments after the
time. Right, I guess a few seconds that it takes. But we know exactly how long it's going to take, and that's what's called kiblu hatzibur aleim es hashab. Said al kochach, everyone is nimshach achreya. Okay then? So that's number one. The Shulchan Aruch says in Se'if Tesvav, Misha Shal is palel mincha be'erev Shabbos. Okay? Here's a person who has a yetav mincha. And what happened? The call was already mekabel es haShabbos. Which means, again, at the time of the Rishonim, it meant Baruchu. In our day, it means Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, lo yispalel mincha biosa beis haKnesses, el yelech chutz liosa beis haKnesses viyispalel tefila shel mincha. Vehu shelo kibel Shabbos imoyim. Avolim ona vekibel Shabbos imoyim. Eino yochel yispalel tefilas chol, el yispalel arvis shtayim. I think if I read the Shulchan Aruch correctly, and we'll soon see the Bir Halacha, he is paskening that there's a problem of davening mincha after the Kabbalah Satzibur. In other words, until now, what have we been discussing? Like Sif Aleph in our discussion was Malacha. A person wants to do Malacha, and the Tzibur has already been Makabal Shabbos. That's a problem. Now the Shulchan Aruch is addressing a different issue. What about Tfilas Mincha? If the Tzibur was Mekabel Shabbos, then you have a problem in davening Mincha because it's a Tfilas Chol, and we don't daven a Tfilas Chol on Shabbos. And we'll get back to that later on, but that's his premise. So there's a real problem. In other words, a person should be careful to daven Mincha, according to the Shulchan Aruch, before the Tzibur is Mekabel Am Shabbos. Okay? So once the Tzibur said Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, that's not the time for Mincha. Again, the Shulchan Aruch does allow for one distinct... Let me just read... Do I have it here? Sorry. I don't have Sif Yud on the page, do I? Alright, in Sif Yud, he has a whole discussion, which again is very complicated, requires a separate discussion about Kabbalah, about Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, whether Hadlokas Ner Shabbos automatically, which is the Bahad Shita, incurs Kabbalah Chal of Shabbos, Nesav Malacha. Can the Noshim do Malachos afterwards, and can you make it tonight? The Bahad doesn't allow it tonight, the Eish Omer will allow it tonight. Fine. That's important. But let's assume, for argument's sake, that a person did not make a time. And now he wants to have mincha. There was already a Kabbalah Shabbos Ayyidei Atzibu. He's there for us with a malacha. If that be the case, and on Karcham we said, can he daven mincha? Or is it Shabbos? Once it's Shabbos as far as Isa Malacha is concerned, it should be Shabbos as far as mincha is concerned. Again, whether or not Tnai should work, he says the following, that im ana, right? He says, v'hu shalo kibel Shabbos iman. If he could somehow exclude himself from Shabbos. But again, it's very strange. He's only excluding himself from Shabbos in order to allow himself to daven mincha. it doesn't seem like he's allowed to do malacha, because again, the Shulchan Aruch in the previous sif, as we saw, said that in Rov HaKol Kibbuleim Shabbos Hamid Nimshach Machreim Al Karach. But somehow, and I think this is the way the Mishnah Berurah understands the Mechaber, the Mechaber is allowing for two halachos, tzvei dinim, so to speak. There's one din of Kabbalah Shabbos Ayideh Atzibah Linyan Iser Malacha, and that is an absolute din. And then we have a little bit of a, shall we say, a room for license in a, for mincha, if a person was specifically not interested in Kabbalah Shabbos. But again, if he was Mekabel Shabbos, then the Shulchan Aruch is quite clear he cannot daf mincha. So therefore I would think that halacha l'maisa, we should be very careful about davening mincha after the Kabbalah Satzibur. Now take a look in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says the following. The lo kasha misif yudeis, the Mishnah Berurah is sensitive to a lechora astira, because we just finished saying that Kabbalah Shabbos on Yedei Tzibur is machayev v'yachid. So how is the Shulchan Aruch allowing someone to walk out of the shul and daven mincha v'hu shelo kibbul Shabbos imon? What do you mean halo kibbul Shabbos imon? Does he have a choice in the matter? You just finished telling me that he has no choice in the matter. So the Mishnah Berurah gives us a lavdish answer. He says, Hainu rakla inyan malacha, aval inyan tefila is done, then he could walk out of the Beis HaKnesses. And he based himself on the Prima God. So it means that this halach of Kabbalah Satzibur, which is Mechayeves is kol yachid v'yachid, that's only as far as malacha is concerned, but it's not as far as mincha is concerned. But again, keep in mind, once he includes himself in the Kabbalah Satzibur, inyan malacha, then that automatically makes it Shabbos in such a way that it precludes him from davening mincha. The only thing that I think the Mishnah Berurah is allowing you here is to daven mincha even though there's a Kabbalah Satzibur. So you can exclude yourself for the purpose of mincha from the Tzibur, but I don't know what's going to be the deal according to Mishnah Berurah as far as malacha is concerned. Is he allowed to do malacha at that time?
So it's not a real Kabbalah Shabbos.
Is that what he's saying? But I'm asking you, is there a Kabbalah Shabbos at least as far as Malach is concerned? It's so ambiguous. Look again. The Mishnah Berurah posits a steer here. Because what did we just establish in Sif Yud Beis, right? That was the first paragraph that we had on page 1. That Yochid Nigar Achar Rov. Correct? Which means Bal Karcho, he's committed or obligated to observe the Shabbos. And the Bir Halacha is laying that down as a premise. He's not willing to make any exceptions to that rule. Oh, but he says that's only as far as Malach is concerned. However, the Inyan Tefillah is then, he could walk out and daven mincha. But is he allowed to do Malach? I don't get that impression. So Rabbi said, look it over. I mean, it's like a cool as far as mincha is concerned. But one thing I think is very clear, Adam, you're in the floor, so you're just a second. One, just one sentence, that, and I keep emphasizing this point, that we should, I don't know if people are aware of this. I don't know. You know, to me, it sounds like mitzvah lefarsim, that we should be aware of the fact that davening mincha of Erev Shabbos, you know, we should be very meticulous that we do that before Baruch Hu, or before Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos in the Tzibur, because
what's
the Shulchan
considered Tzibur over here. The
yeah, no, that you're right. You know, do we have many different communities? I'm not getting into that whole thing, but I'm just saying, let's say Mati Mirzchem, you'll be a Rav in, let's think of some town up north, you know, and there's one shul in town, you're the boss, you know, and you decide that we'll be Mekabel Shabbos. Then you should. I think you should make an announcement to every Jew in town that he should be very careful about davening mincha before that, or alternatively, somehow you know, making a statement that as far as mincha is concerned, he's not ready to be mekabel Shabbos. So again, it's bad enough that people, I think, are unaware of this halacha. Like you say, we're here in a neighborhood where the 50 million shuls, but that's not true for all of Israel, and certainly not for all of Chutz Laaretz, right? In most communities of any sort, you have more than one shul. That's the nature of the Jewish community, right? You know, you get two Jews, you got three shuls, right?
That's not why he says leave the shul.
Correct. He wants you to leave the shul because if you daven in the shul,
another minyan or whatever that could be later.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure if I'd go that far, but I certainly agree with me. I'm from that. If he stays in shul, he's almost like making a public statement that it's chol and it's not Shabbos, which is not true.
He's nichol in the tzibur.
He's right. He's nichol in the tzibur as far as Kabbalah Shabbos is concerned, and the Mishnah Berurah is not willing to say that the Mechaber all of a sudden dropped the ball on that from one sif to the other. But the answer is that as far as mincha, we have this kula that if he explicitly says, I'm going to daven mincha yet, I don't have mincha yet, then he can walk out of the shul and daven mincha. But once the tzibur's makabel is makabel Shabbos, and it's a chalos Shabbos, and it obligates even the yachid, he should not be davening mincha. I mean, in the regular case.
It seems like the machaber is totally the whole thing on his anias barchu. If he's moitzi mitiv that he's makabel Shabbos, it seems like the chiluk would be that the iser malacha is chal on the whole tzibur. So then he has no choice. But
so Adam, you're asking, does he have to do an action bekumba say to be part of the tzibur? Does he have to do a t'nai the kumba say mafurish lahedja to be motzi himself?
It seems like the, by the iser malacha he doesn't have to do anything, but whether or not he can still be mispalel tefilas. Tefillas chol, that's telling him whether he did a maisa of some
sort. Okay, it's very difficult. No, I mean, what's going on over here? Very difficult. Okay, let's go on, Rabosai. What I want to share with you now is the following: why is it that it's impossible to daven a tefillas chol, meaning tefillas mincha, after Kabbalah Shabbos? I don't think that's so simple. Because in a minute we're going to see a sugya in brachos on daf chav zayin on beis, and the Gemara quotes Rav Oshia again. This is on page 3, but we're not yet ready for it. But just get the concept, and then we'll see the sugya inside. That Rav Oshia tzoli shel motzoi Shabbos b'Shabbos. So Rav Oshia would daven ma'ariv. What kind of ma'ariv on motzi Shabbos? Tefillas chol, and it was still Shabbos. You weren't allowed to do malach. It was still Shabbos, and yet he davened tefillas arav shel chol on Shabbos. So there is a possibility of davening a tefillas chol on Shabbos. So why is the Shulchan Aruch doing, shall we say, somersaults in the air in order to avoid davening a tefillas chol on Shabbos? You know, you got to walk out of the shul, and you couldn't have davened with them, and you kabbal Shabbos, and we gave a whole spiel that we should, you know, misfil a fire saying that people should not daven mincha after the kabbalah satzibur. Why not? What's the basis for it? We know that you can daven a tefillas arvi shel chol on motzi Shabbos. So I want you to keep that question in mind. In any event, what I want to do now with you is the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, Perikei Halacha Chaf. The Rambam says the following. Tkiya Rishona Tokeos of the Mincha Shlishis Korov Lishkias Hachama V'chein Tokin. This is what I want you to underline. B'motzoi Shabbos Achar Tseisa Kochov. So here's my question for you. Are you ready for this, Rabosa? I think this is a big question. We've been talking about Kabbalas HaShabbos Al Yidei HaTzibur, meaning that Tosefa Shabbos is engendered by the Tzibur, by the Kabbalas HaTzibur. Well, what about in the flip side? What about on Motzai Shabbos? Let's say the Tzibur decides to extend the Shabbos. So that's Tosefa Shabbos in the opposite direction. Not beginning the Shabbos early, but extending the Shabbos later. What would be the impact on the Yachid if the Tzibur extends the Shabbos? Now, in the case of Kabbalah Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, we have a Mishnah and a Braisa about Tkios. So we know that the Tosefa Shabbos of the Tzibur begins with the Tkios. Is there a din of Tosefa Shabbos on the other end, on the end of Shabbos, to extend the Shabbos beyond Mishach HaShecha as a Tosefa Shabbos, B'motzoi Shabbos? And I think that maybe a machlokas rishonim about this. The Rambam here that we just saw says v'chein token b'motzoi Shabbos achar tseis hakochavim. And look at the next three words of the Rambam: lahatir ha'am lemaseyem. What does that mean? Lahatir ha'amam
asayin.
Correct. That this is going to be the matir. The tkios of motzi Shabbos is the matir. And the Magid Mishnah says, Hachronim cholku bazeh. He says Achronim, meaning the Rishonim who came after the Rambam. He calls the Achronim, right? He was a Rishon himself, the Magid Mishnah, but he was a late Rishon. But the Achronim, meaning the Rishonim who came afterwards, and says that Faket, there's no Tkiyo Motzi Shabbos. And we're going to see it's a sugi in the Gemara Chulin where there is Tkiyo Motzi Shabbos, where there is no Tkiyo Motzi Shabbos. And basically, the Magid Mishnah quotes the Ramban and the Rashba that. We don't care. There's no need to blow the shofar and end the Shabbos. You know, we don't have to publicize that Shabbos is ended. He says, who cares whether they desist from malacha or they do malacha? Whatever they want. You know, we don't have to blow it into them and tell them, hey, Rabbi Osai, it's time to do malacha. What's the basis of the malach, of this machlok? So the Magid Mishnah quotes a sugya in Masechta Chulin, and he says that the Rambam was medagdeik from the Mishnah in Chulin that there is tkios, there are tkios, I should say, after Shabbos. What does it say in the Mishnah in Chulin? Kol makom sheyesh tkia ein havdol. We call makom sheyesh havdolah ain't kia. Then the Mishnah goes on and says, "Yontif shechalia." We'll come back to the word ketzad here in a minute. That's the Rabbi Gershom Aragola has the word ketzad. We'll come back to that in just a minute. Yontif shechalios be erev Shabbos. So that's your regular case of Shabbos. Yontif came before Shabbos, so there's no problem of tkios on Motzi Shabbos because it's no longer Yontif. Is token v'lo mavdil chal lios li achar haShabbos. But let's say Motzi Shabbos is Yontif, is Leil Yontif, is then mavdilin v'lo token. There's no tekiyos. So Rabbi Osai, what's your impression here? Just that first reading in the Mishnah. Is there a concept in general, before we get to the exceptional case, does this seem to be a general rule of tkios on Motzi Shabbos? Again, what case does the Mishnah tell us precludes tkio on Motzi Shabbos? No, he says Yontif. I'm just reading that one line in the Mishnah now. Yontif shechalios b'motzoi Shabbos, right? Liakar Shabbos, mavdilin v'lo token. In other words, we have to suspend the tkios because in deference to Yontif, what seems to be the rule? That there would be tkiyos, no? Should you agree with me on that? Okay. So you're on the first part of the Mishnah. Okay, then that's fair. I'm not trying to argue with you, but take a look at the Magid Mishnah, right? The Magid Mishnah says, Zeld Zesha Digdek Rabbeinu Mea Mishnah Beper Kamadachulin, Chuva Vera, Yontif Shechalios Erev Shabbos, Tokilin, Motsoi Shabbos Mavdilin, Velo Tokin. Right? So what seems to be the rule over here? If I'm reading the Magid Mishnah correctly, the Rambam learned from that Mishnah that the rule is that there would be tkios. Right? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, tkio arve shabbosos v'yomim tovim lahav tila sa'om min amalachu b'neshmosh tokim lahav dem kosh l'chol havdolo b'tfil v'alakos mo'tzoi shabbosos v'yomim tovim. So Rashi seems to interpret that there is no such thing as tkios on Motzi Shabbos, because all we need on Motzi Shabbos is what? Havdalah. There's no need for tkios. The halacha is one and only halacha, namely Havdalah. Right? And therefore, but what's the exception to the rule? When do we need a tkia on Motzi Shabbos? But not because of Motzi Shabbos. We need a tkia for a different reason. We need a tkia for Yontif. So that's the exception to the rule. So basically, it comes out like this. Rashi is learning the Mishnah in Chulin as referring to every Motzi Shabbos. When it has a Havdalah, then there's no need for Tekiyah. However, in the case of Motzi Shabbos going into Yontif, where there is no Avdolah, then we need a Tkiyah. That's the only exception to the rule. In other words, according to Rashi, and this seems to be the Shita, the Ramban, and the Rashba, according to the Magen Mishnah, there is no requirement of Tkiyos on Motzi Shabbos. There may be one case, an exceptional case, a fluke, where there's no Avdolah, therefore we need Tkiyos. But as a general rule, there is no Tkiyos. However, the Rambam holds that you add the word ketzad here. You see, if you have the Rabbeinu Gershom's ketzad, then this Yontif Shechalios B'Shabbos is explaining, right, in the normal classical case that we need a tekiah. And the Rambam derived from this the conclusion, ketzad, that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Yontif HaSomach L'Shabbos. If Yontif is before Shabbos, then we could blow the shofar after Shabbos. If Yontif is after Shabbos, we have to suspend the blowing of the shofar. So the Rambam understood as a universal rule, there is tkiyos on Motzei Shabbos, whereas Rashi understood that the Mishnah is, you take out the word ketzad, and the Mishnah is talking in general about the fact that once there's Avdolah, there is no tkiyah. And what about the tkiyah in the ratio of the Mishnah? Rashi says that's referring to what? The tkiyah of Erev Shabbos, correct? Let's read it again in Rashi. Tkiyah Arve Shabbos V'yom Tovim. But there's no such thing as Tkiyah and Motzi Shabbos. Motzi Shabbos, all you need is what? Is Avdolah. If you have Avdolah, there's no Tkiyah. So that comes out to be a Machlokas. So Rabosai, I think it turns out like this. The Rambam is equating Erev Shabbos and Motzi Shabbos, meaning Tosefa Shabbos is one and the same, whether it's Tosefa Shabbos going into Shabbos or Tosefa Shabbos leaving Shabbos. In both cases, the Yachid is Meshuvah to the Tzibur. He's confined by the Tzibur. Just like the Rambam says, on Erev Shabbos, once the Tkiyos are blown, and the Tzibur is Mekabel Tosefa Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, believe Yedis or Malach at least, that's machayev every yachid yachid. So too, if the tzibur has extended the Shabbos and Motzai Shabbos through Tosefer Shabbos up until the tkiyos, that's machayev every yachid yachid. So the yachid can't decide, oh, I'm going to make Havdolah and I'm going to do Malacha Motzai Shabbos. He's got to wait till the Havdolah of the tzibur. And when is the Havdolah of the tzibur, says the Rambam? With the tkiyos. So it means that Tosefer Shabbos and Motzai Shabbos is mechayev every yachid v'yachid, and we need tkiyos to be matir ha'omim malacha. That's what the Rambam says. The other Rishonim hold on. Then on Motzai Shabbos, there's no din of the tzibur being gorer the yachid. There's no purpose and there's no meaning to tkiyos on Motzai Shabbos. And the reason for that is that somehow the tzibur doesn't have the power to extend Shabbos and be mechayev the yachid to do that. And therefore tkiyos are meaningless. Again, the Magid Mishnah gives you a slightly different impression, because the Magid Mishnah says, when he presents the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashba, he says, on a regular Motzi Shabbos, Malonu im yachtalu mimalacha. You know, we don't care, you know, we don't have to notify them that Shabbos is ended. If they want to be bodil from malacha, it's tovel and bracha. As if to say that the individual could do what he wants, you know, But the Iker Chasim in HaSefer, I think, the Magid Mishnah is not emphasizing why there are no tkiyos. You know, he's saying as if the Magid Mishnah is understanding that tkiyos are not there to extend the Shabbos, but on the contrary, to be matir malacha motzai Shabbos. He says, who needs a notification to the tzibur? No, faker. The Rambam Shita is that you need the tkiyos of motzai Shabbos in order to extend the Shabbos and to notify the tzibur that they're enjoying from malacha. They're not allowed to do malacha. And if the Rashba and Rabban completely null and void the tkiyos of Motzi Shabbos, it means that somehow the Kabbalah Satzibur of Tosefet Shabbos of Motzi Shabbos has no power to impose itself to be Machayev, the Tzibur, the individual members of the Tzibur in Tosefet Shabbos. And the question is why? In other words, my first question is, my sentiments are with the Rambam here at prima facie, because what difference does it make whether you're starting Shabbos or you're ending Shabbos? In both cases, you're extending Shabbos, and if the tzibur has the power to extend the Shabbos, it should be equal in both directions. I just want to point out that there's a problem here that we haven't even mentioned before we get back to our problem, and that is Tosefa Shas. I've been assuming it that we're operating with Tosefa Shas. The Rambam himself doesn't have Tosefa Shas. Did you know that? The Rav only has Tosefes Yom HaKippurim in Perek Aleph Milcha Shvi Sosar Halacha Vav. And this is, I think, what the Gaon is bothered by. If you take a look here on the bottom of your page 2, you'll see that the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim Shetzarech LaHosif Michol HaLakodesh. And the Mefarshim all point out that the Shulchan Aruch brings this down in the name of a Yesh Omrim. What's Pshat Yesh Omrim? Says the Gaon, Yesh Omrim Shetzarech, Kosav B'Loshin Yesh Omrim, why the Mechaber used the Loshin of Yesh Omrim? Lufisha Rambam Lo Kosav Tosefes Ela B'Inui Yom HaKippurim Aval B'Shvisa B'Shabbos or Shvisa B'Yom HaKippurim Lo Kosav Shum Tosefes. So although the Gaon is sort of like, it's like a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. He's telling you why did the Shulchan Aruch say it as a Yesh Omrim, but he's also implying a question, because how does the Rambam understand Tkios on Erev Shabbos, Tkios on Motzi Shabbos, both of which are Machayev the Tzibur, and both are based on the Halacha Tosef Shabbos? The Rambam doesn't have Tosef Shabbos. So the Gaon swings back. I mean, again, if you have a couple hours, you'll go through the entire Gaon. I mean, it's Kolot Harkul here, as usual. But in the last line, he says, Aval Vadai, even though the Rambam doesn't accept Tosef Shabbos, I mean, Tosef Shabbos is all over the place. You know, where you turn to any sugin in Shabbos or elsewhere, you know. He says, Vavadai mitzvah lahosif. Vizelat kios shahoy. So the Gaon is addressing this question, and he's saying that mitzvah lahosif, even the Rambam agrees that it's mitzvah lahosif, meaning there's no obligation, there's no requirement, but it is a mitzvah. Now, I'm a little bit confused about the Bir Halacha here. The Bir Halacha, which you'll see on the top of your page 3, on this Yesh Omrim, he quotes the Gaon, I mean verbatim, right? And then he says that the Gaon paskins like the Rambam, that's okay. But then when he wants to explain all these sugyas that are based on Tosefes Shabbos, according to the Rambam Shita, he says the following. He says, Da'od, the Midrabanan, afil la Rambam mitzvah lahosif mi'at michol hakodesh. Did you notice that that the Mishnah Berurah added one important word over here, which I don't see in the Gaon? Midrabban. Did you see that? Midrabban. I don't, frankly speaking, I mean, I'm not here to argue with the Bir Halacha, but, you know, I think it's called a Mosif Gorei over here. The Rambam might say that you're not required midoraisa to accept upon yourself Tosefes, with the exception of Inu Yom HaKippurim, but the Rambam admits that the Torah itself recognizes Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, according to the Rambam, is not some sort of Zera Drabbanon. It's not a Shmus Drabbanon of Shabbos. You know, it's a Doraisa. The entity of Tosefes Shabbos is Doraisa.
But it didn't the Gra say in the first that the Haysafa was the Tekiyos. I mean, that was what the Tekiyos were there for. And the Tekiyos were a Gezer and Drabbanon anyway.
Well, no, wait a minute. Let's go slowly. The tekios may have served a function of notifying the people, you know, that they have to desist from malach, whether it be on Erev Shabbos, and even the Rambam says even on Motzi Shabbos. But the Bir Agra is not telling you that the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, which we're fulfilling by accepting Shabbos, is only midrabanan. That's not what the Gaon's point is. When the Gaon says mitzvah lahosif, that even the Rambam accepts the mitzvah lahosif, the validity of Tosefes Shabbos is not some sort of rabbinic institution. You know, I'm reminded, again, please don't compare it, but Reb Chaim thought that the people was a blood libel against the Ramban. You know, the Ramban says that tefillah is not to be counted in the Taryat. You know, so Reb Chaim says, nay, it doesn't mean that the Ramban is denying tefillah. He means that the Ramban doesn't have a mitzvah or a chovas tefillah midoraisa, but the entity of tefillah is not a rabbinic institution. I mean, I'm sorry for the comparison.
There's an idea of Tosefes Shabbos midoraisa,
right.
But it's just that the Chazal maybe were goes there that you don't have a choice in the matter, that you have to accept.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Again, whether you might ask the following question, Adam. The halacha that Tosefta Shabbos al yedei Tzibur is mechayev the yachid, whether that's the oraisa or not. I mean, I'm not entering into that issue right now, and it's a very important question. But what I am suggesting is that Tosefta Shabbos is the oraisa according to the Rambam. It's not the Rabbanah. I don't even think the Mishnah Berurah meant it. I don't know exactly how to read his words, but just when you read it prima facie, he says, the Midrabbanan afilo a Rambam mitzvah lahosif. He probably, I think the Mishnah Berurah also agrees to what we're saying. You know, if I can stoop it into the Mishnah Berurah, he means that the entity of Tosefta Shabbos is certainly Doraisa according to the Rambam. And the Issur Melacha that's engendered thereof is certainly Doraisa. What the Rambam means is that there's no mitzvah lahosif except in Inui. And the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that any time that you want to postulate a mitzvah in the context of the Rambam Sheep, the mitzvah lahosif, it's only the Rabban. But the entity itself and the Machayev and the Issur Melacha, I guess if you can use brisket terminology, the chefter shall tosef is yantav is dorais. Like Rav Chaim says that the chefter shall tefillah, even according to the Ramban, is dorais. Alright, now Rav Hosai, let's get back to the Shitas HaRishonim, that there are tkios on Erev Shabbos, but not when? Not on Motsoi Shabbos. And that seems to be the Shita of Rashi, the Ramban, the Rashba, and possibly even the Magid Mishnah, assuming he accepts the Shita of Rav Rishonim, I don't know. So what's the difference between Erev Shabbos and Motsoi Shabbos? So let's just talk about Kabbalah Shabbos. How do we envision Kabbalah Shabbos? Does Kabbalah Shabbos require hinini mukhin mezuman, a verbal enunciation or proclamation that I accept upon myself Shabbos? I mean, certainly a verbal acceptance of Shabbos would operate. I'm not denying that. But is that what we're required to do in order to be mekabel on ourselves Tosefta Shabbos, to add to Shabbos? I know I daven sometimes in Harnof, in a minyan, where they clap on the thing, and we are mekabel Tosefta Shabbos. Yeah, it's a nice chumer, but who ever heard of such a thing? I never heard. The answer is that Nihug Isur Malach is itself a Tosefta Shabbos. The fact that you accept it upon yourself to abstain from Malach, that Niug Issur Malach is itself Tosefta Shabbos. And in addition to that, there's Halach of Kabbalah's Tosefta Shabbos. So again, let's just summarize. The two ways in which Kabbalah's Tosefta Shabbos is initiated is number one, Niug Tosefta Shabbos, meaning Prishomi Malach. Number two, Kabbalah's Tosefta Shabbos B'Toras Kabbalah. When I say Kabbalah, I'm not talking about the Zohar. I mean Kabbalah means Mamash to be Mekabel. Al-Pi Kabbalah. And that means that every person is Mekabel Shabbos, and that Kabbalah Shabbos inaugurates Shabbos, and that's Tosefta Shabbos. Oh. So now if these two ways, two valid methods for Kabbalah Shabbos, which one is relevant to the Tzibur? Meaning, if there's a halacha of Kabbalah Shabbos al yedei Tzibur, which is Mechayevus, is Kol Yochid V'Yochid, what are we talking about? Nihug? Nihug and Prishum in Malacha? Impossible. Who's knowing? I mean, Ruvei, Shimon, Levi? What they could be, I think, is a Kabbalah Shabbos al yedei Tzibur. Are you following me at all?
According to the one said that it's the Nihug in Malacha, it's a Kabbalah Shabbos.
Okay, so now you have to be makfid. That's what I'm trying to say. That I think it's a mitzvah to tell people that before the Makabal Tosefta Shabbos, and maybe even before that, not even they're still doing malachas, but the tzibur is Makabal Shabbos, they should make sure that mincha earlier than that. But Mario, I'm making a different point, Monty. What I'm suggesting is that there's a fundamental difference here between the yachid and the tzibur. The yachid can initiate the Shabbos through abstention from halacha, through niyug. But that halacha, I don't think, has its parallel in the case of the tzibur. What the tzibur does have is a kabbalah, whether that kabbalah is baruch hu, whether that kabbalah is mizmor shir, whether in the time of chazal it was the tkios. That's a maisa kabbalah. It's like a kubase. It's not just a shevi altase of himanus mimalacha. Is memela rabosai? Maybe we could understand the Rishonim. There's a fundamental difference between Tosefta Shabbos and the Tzkios of Erev Shabbos and Tosefta Shabbos of Motzi Shabbos. with regard to Tosefta Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, how many different methods do we stipulate for Kabbalah Shabbos? Two. With regard to Motzei Shabbos, there's only one. What method of Tosefta Shabbos exists on the tail end of Shabbos? Only Niyug. There is no din of Kabbalah. It would be ridiculous to be Makabal Shabbos. It's already Shabbos. What you can do is extend the Shabbos through Nihuk. So the whole concept of Kabbalah Shabbos is meaningless with regard to Motzei Shabbos and Tosef Shabbos on the other end. Therefore, the Rishonim say that Tkios on Motzei Shabbos, meaning that the Tzibur has the power to be Machayev you and you and you and me in Easter Malach B'Torah Tosef Shabbos on the other end, that's impossible according to those Rishonim, because there's no such thing as Kabbalah Shabbos on the end of Shabbos. And the only power, the only method through which the Tzibur can be Mechayev every Yachid in Tosef Shabbos is through Kabbalah. There is no Din of Nihu, there's only Din of Kabbalah. But on Motzei Shabbos, there's no Din of Kabbalah. So Bishleim on Erev Shabbos, the Tkios initiate a Kabbalah Shabbos. That Kabbalah Shabbos is Mechayev every individual. But on Motzei Shabbos, where there is no Din of Kabbalah, the whole concept of Kabbalah is meaningless. You're left only with Niyug. Niyug applies to the Yachid, it doesn't apply to the Tzibur.
Why do you have Kabbalah on Motzei Shabbos?
Because it's already Shabbos. What does it mean to accept upon yourself Shabbos? It's already Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos requires a kuvah, say, take upon yourself the Shabbos. What do you take upon yourself the Shabbos? You could decide to be knowing Shabbos and extend it, but you can't be Makabal Shabbos. It's a meaningless set. And therefore, there's no koach hatzibur. But again, if you go with this approach, you know, I'm a little bit stuck with the Rambam Shita. So why does the Rambam insist that there's something called a tzibur that's machayiv each yachid in Tosefta Shabbos on Motzoi Shabbos? So I'd like you to look at this Gemara that I hinted at before. This is on page 3 of Yemar Makomos. It's a sugya in Brachos on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Rav Yoshia Matzli Shal Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos. So Rav Yoshia used to daven Meiriv on Motzi Shabbos, and according to one day, Omer Avdol Alakos. In other words, it was still Shabbos. Rabosa, you listening? It's still Shabbos. There's another hour till Shabbos ends. And he's davening Meiriv. Again, this all has to do with the first thing in Brachas, until when you can daven Meiriv, but he's davening Meiriv. And it's a Meiriv Shel Chol, and it's still Shabbos. He's even reciting Avdol. Interesting. Taisus has a whole discussion here. I'm just thinking if we're running out of time. Anyway, let me just make a summary of where we're holding at this point. Our question is the following. The Rambam seems to assume that to the same extent that the tzibur has a power of Kabbalah Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, and that's Mechayev every Yochid, there is a halacha of Kabbalah Tosefta Shabbos on Motzei Shabbos. And that's Mechayev every Yochid, and it terminates with Tkios. And the Rambam has Tkios on every Motzei Shabbos. So I was wondering if you could possibly suggest the following. That according to the Rambam Shita, Shabbos automatically continues until you remove the Shabbos, until you terminate the Shabbos. That on Motzei Shabbos, you don't need a Kabbalah Shabbos because it's already Shabbos. On the contrary, what you need is to terminate the Shabbos. I call it, again, in Lomdus Shishpach, I call it a mafkia. I have to be mafkia the Shabbos. What would be a mafkia of Shabbos in a classical sense? Before we see our sugya of tkias, I mean, but what would be your classical maisa hamafkia that ends the Shabbos?
Havdalah.
Havdalah is the mafkia. Is the Rambam says the following. That the Yachid cannot be mafkia the Shabbos until the tzibur is mafkir the Shabbos. And that's the tkios. In other words, there's a fundamental difference between the Rambam's tkios of Erev Shabbos and his tkios of Motzi Shabbos. The tkios of Erev Shabbos is an act of Kabbalah Shabbos. There's no Tosef Shabbos without Kabbalah, certainly in the case of the tzibur. The tzibur is makabel, and that Kabbalah is compels the yoke. On Motzi Shabbos, the halacha is that Shabbos automatically continues until you remove it. So what's the halacha of tkios? What's the halacha of the tzibur? The halacha of the tzibur is that you need, every individual needs a mafkia to terminate the Shabbos. You can't terminate the Shabbos until the tzibur terminates the Shabbos. The tzibur is mechayev you to abstain, to postpone terminating the Shabbos. And that's when do you get the green light? When does the license come to be mafkia the Shabbos? When the tzibur says, we're going to be mafkia the Shabbos. And now's the time to be mafkia the Shabbos. Go home and make avdol. Until the tkios of the tzibur, you don't have the right to be mafkia Shabbos. That's the Rabbis. Again, that's what I'm suggesting here, that in the Rambam, I'm sorry, that in Rav Yoshia, according to this side in the Gemara, recited Havdalah twice. Once in Ma'ariv, and once Alakos, and he was still Asur B'Malacha. In other words, Havdalah is not an automatic mafkiah. The Rambam goes in and he says Havdalah can't be a mafkiah without the tzibur. And Rav Oshia says Havdalah can't be a mafkiah if it's still Shabbos. I mean, Rav Oshia is a Dor Poshe. Tosfos is very confusing here. Tosfos says that you really, Rav Yoshia, Tosfos is very, very, what should I say, hesitant. He's very inhibited about allowing someone to daven Ma'ariv and it's still Shabbos, to make Havdalah and it's still Shabbos. He says, Litzorech mitzvah, what happened? He had a bris milah, and he had to get yayin, and lo yeh lo yayin l'havdola im lo yachdin. You know, he has to quickly get the yayin for havdola, otherwise it's going to be, you know, how should I say, directed towards the milah. He says the following. Upshita shaloyim amarim lahavdil ulispalil shalbotzi Shabbos b'Shabbos tegam b'malacha asur im chashecha. In other words, Tosfos is postulating some sort of a steer here between davening Ma'ariv of Motzi Shabbos and reciting Havdalah in Tefillah al Kos, and there's a din of Tosef Shabbos. In other words, even if you do the minimum amount of Tosef Shabbos, the Tosef's language is the Gam b'Malacha Asur im Chashecha. Tosef is saying that somehow he shouldn't be able to be davening a Tefillas Chol, because that's a steer to Tosef Shabbos. Again, so I want to leave you this question here, and then what time is it? Okay, we'll have to stop. But what I'm confused about, Tosfos says that Tosefes Shabbos is a stira, it contradicts his tefillah's ma'ariv. He's going to be noeg Shabbos, and yet he's being mispalel a tefillah's chol. And Tosfos thinks that somehow is a stira. Why is it a stira? Why can't he daven Ma'ariv and then abstain from law? So Avram, I think you had the answer before, that what's included in his tefillah?
Havdalah.
So Tosfos thinks it's a stira because Havdalah itself is a mafkia of Shabbos. If that's the whole point of Havdalah, and a yochid can now be mafkia Shabbos through his Havdalah, so then what sense does it make to be mafkia Shabbos when it's still a Shabbos? You still have to be noeg isur malacha, because there's a time period called Tosef Shabbos, even if it's the minimum shear of Tosef Shabbos. And yet, he's Mavdil in Tefillah. I mean, Havdalah in Tefillah itself, the whole purpose of Havdalah is to Mavkir the Shabbos. So how can he do such a thing? And I'm not sure if that's what Tosfos is bothered by. I'm not sure how he resolves that problem. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll bli neder if we get a chance. I don't want to make a neder, but we still have a lot to finish up here. Maybe next time.